I filed two amendments today, and it was the underlying bill had to do with reporting of foreign money invested in universities and prohibitions on foreign ownership of farmland. So I filed two amendments to the bill. One is the first one I've filed before, and I originally filed it back in 2017, and it would essentially require the state of Indiana to divest from all businesses operating in the Russian Federation. And that's a dramatic and pretty serious response, but because there's a lot of businesses that do business in Russia. But I think it's important right now that we be as strong as we can with Putin's government to bring as much financial pressure to bear. Unfortunately, the speaker ruled that amendment in particular was non-germane. There was a lot of actual support for it, and on both sides of the aisle, members tell me they were supportive of it, but it was ruled out of order on a procedural motion. So we plan on moving ahead with that probably next session. There seemed to be a lot more interest now than there ever has been before because of the invasion. But for now, we're probably not going to be able to get that done this session. But the second amendment was sort of the other side of the coin when dealing with the influence of Russian money in the world. And that is prohibiting the sale of real property to Russian businesses or Russian nationals for a one-year moratorium. And that's because, you know, we talk about wealth inequality in the United States. In Russia, it's an extreme version of that. And it's because the entire country is controlled by a small group of oligarchs in what is essentially a kleptocracy. Vladimir Putin sort of has become the person who doles out sectors of industry to favorite billionaires, and they capture this whole, basically the entirety of the Russian economy, and they launder that money then through overseas asset purchases. Now, commonly this is done in, you know, luxury London townhouses or yachts or places in New York and Miami, but I thought it was important that we show, as a state of Indiana, we could hopefully set the stage for other states to put a moratorium in place to start denying a safe haven for this bloody Russian money. And so as far as I know, this is the first time that any state has passed any moratorium on Russian purchases of real property. So we'll hopefully, you know, the bill still has some steps to go, and hopefully it'll make it into the final version. And hopefully it's also an example that some other states can look at, and as we look forward to helping the federal government crack down on Russian power.
And so you kind of answered one of my questions, which was, you know, did you just come up with these in the last few weeks as this Russian situation has been escalating? But it sounds like these have actually been back there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, for me in particular, I've taken the Russian Ukraine issue seriously for, you know, since particularly since 2014 when they invaded Crimea, and we had talks with, unfortunately, you know, it was more political, I think, sort of into the Trump era. It was harder to get people to take sort of bipartisan action on Russia. And I think that seems to be falling behind us now, and there seems to be more bipartisan support for the government of Ukraine, and especially as you now have Vladimir Putin threatening, you know, nuclear annihilation to anybody who opposes him. People are finally beginning to see how serious the threat is on both sides of the aisle. So I think, you know, we're right now looking at the federal government is able to do particular economic sanctions, as well as provide things like military aid and financing for Ukraine. What the states, as we can do, we don't have our own stockpiles of military equipment to send, but we can join that fight in cracking down on this laundering of money that provides really the entire base of support for the Russian government.
And the economy there now is somewhat weaker than it used to be. You think it's possible that if other states do this, that and combine that with the sanctions that are going on right now with the federal government, that we can squeeze him off?
Yeah, I think the entire Putin regime is held up by this small class of billionaires. And if we're able to basically deny them the resources that they have and deny them the ability to launder their money in our country, it is going to fatally weaken that regime. And hopefully then we'll be able to see a free Russia. That's the end goal. You know, these are small steps, and I think I'm proud of the fact that Indiana sort of set the lead here, and hopefully we can convince some other states to come on board and put an end to this crisis.